like to play me Lady's Chalk Topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, they taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the basement of the Nut House, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. This is Sunglasses After Dark. As always, I am your host, Nick, and this is episode number, nine. Wow, I'm kind of surprised we've made it this far. You know, I need to just stop. I'm actually very happy we've made it this far. You need to tell more of your friends so more people will download the podcast, but I enjoy doing it, and I think it's a whole lot of fun. This week, as I mentioned last week, we're going to get a little rootsier. We're going to delve into blues and rockabilly and things of that nature. And who better to start this program off than Mr. George Jones with a song about running liquor, White Lightning.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my Pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Man.
instead of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bulged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenue is too, searching for a place where it made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
I want to taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish slug and he drank it right down. And I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenue is two, searching for a place where it made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, they say who's drinking will kill me, and I don't know, Lord, it might be true. But if I stop, I'll just die from you leaving. Either way I go, it's 'cause of you. Well, they say who's drinking will kill me, and I don't know, I'll stop for a million. Either way I go, it's 'cause of you. Death can come from this broken heart, or it can come from this bottom. So I belong the agony. If I'm tender, maybe I'll hit the throttle. I don't care, preacher, my preaching about the evils of being drunk with wine. And I don't care how the doctor my woman, but since you left, just a matter of time. Death can come from this broken heart, or it can come from this bottom. So I plumb the agony, bartender, the hour at the
be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down won't square the deal. At least you know what way I feel. Hey, take all the money in the bank. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't no woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Yes, sir. Piano.
Hits albums. That was Merle Haggard with I Think I'll Just Stay Here and Drink. Before that, Pretty Boy Thorson and the Falling Angels doing a cover of Dwight Yoakam's This Drinkin' Will Kill Me off their split with 24-inch Pythons. And we started everything off with George Jones doing White Lightning. That's available on a compilation called The Roots of Rock and Roll Rockabilly with an exclamation point. Yeah, Pretty Boy Thorson and the Falling Angels. They're now kind of regrouped, and they're known as The Slow Death. They recorded a lot of stuff, and it's kind of easy to track down, and I highly recommend you do so. Really good sort of roots rock and roll, psychobilly, kind of punkabilly, I don't know. Very, very similar to something like, say, The Stranger out of Chicago, or The Amazing Crowns, something like that. By the way, speaking of The Amazing Crowns, if you want to see a really awesome, really, really early performance from them, there's a movie out via Troma, and it's called Rockabilly Vampire, and the movie is way too long and kind of boring and kind of sucks, but there is an extra on the DVD of The Amazing Royal Crowns. Actually, before they were even The Amazing Royal Crowns, when they were just The Royal Crowns, doing an early version of Shiverin' in the Corner. It's pretty interesting and worth a look-see if you can track it down. Anyhow, those songs were about drinking. This next bunch of songs is about driving, and we're going to start it off with the granddaddy of them all. It's Charlie Ryan doing Hot Rod Lincoln.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say it was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive. It just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb, dual exhaust, 411 gears, so you can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights were all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twist the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed the truck, I whispered a prayer, just for luck. The fenders clicking, the guardrail close, the guys beside me were white as gold. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on the Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped they could pass, but when I did, I'd be sure not gas. Went around a corner with the tires on the side, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly and a Cadillac pullover, let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down and dipped and started rocking. I look at my mirror and the red light was blinking. Cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive and drink and you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Well, I got a big old bomb and it won't be around for long. so, so bad. I guess I knew it was something to do with Dad. The first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went by. Mama hated diesel so bad. I remember hearing those semis gearing down. My mom and me, we lived right on the high grade into town. Well, I sure liked them white freight liners, but there was something in Mama's eye when she'd catch me watching the road. Lord, a little bitty piece of her die. Mama hated diesel so bad. I guess I knew it was something to do with Dad. The first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went by. Mama hated diesel so bad. As the years passed and I grew older, Mama did too. Pretty soon she stopped singing and laughing, or she'd hardly even eat. And I began staying away from home on the weekdays. I wouldn't come home from school till way past dark. I was too busy having some kind of fun, either messing around with some gal or hanging around the local truck stop, talking with my buddies about all the big rigs that are all the time rolling in, and talking about all the crazy places we never been, like California. But one day the county sheriff come up to me. He said they found my mama wandering all by herself in the middle of the highway crying. She was trying, of all things, Lord, to flag down one of them big old rigs with her pocket handkerchief. Well, that left me on my own. I got a job unloaded rigs down at the local freight yard. Pretty soon I had a rig of my own, and I left my hometown on my very first run to Frisco. Well, that was 3 years ago today, and I ain't been back home in all that time since then, till now. Now it's me and the local preacher standing in the graveyard grass, staring down at the highway, watching those big boys pass. Well, he laid his hand upon me and he prayed for quite some time that I could barely understand the words he said behind that highway's whine. Then he handed me a faded photograph. He said he found it in my mama's hand. He said, son, I'm afraid that you in this picture was the best your mama ever had. Well, I looked down at that picture. It was mama and some guy standing in front of a semi-truck, just Mary painted on the side. Mama hated diesel so bad. I guess I knew it was something to do with Dad. The first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went by. Mama hated diesel so bad. Mama hated diesel so bad.
there's really nothing quite like a really good story song, isn't there? Like, you know, Tom T. Hall's Salute to a Switchblade, or A Boy Named Sue, or something like that. There's just something in a song that tells a story that's pretty fun and epic. And that was Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen with Mama Hated Diesels from Hot Licks, Cold Steel, and Trucker's Favorites. Before that, Revin' Up and Go by the Stray Cats off of Built for Speed, their hit record. And we started everything off with Charlie Ryan doing Hot Rod Lincoln from The Original, which is a compilation of sort of like original stuff. It's got the Shaboom by the Crew Cuts and things like that. Rockin' Robin. Now, you may notice that this episode is a little more crackly than usual. A lot of these records are old, or thrift store finds or clearance bin finds from half price books, so that makes things a little bit more, used, a little more than gently used, as things you'd find from your average used bin at the record store. So I apologize, but I think the music is worth it. Okay, those were songs about driving, and now we're just going to get into just some music. We're going to start out this next set with Mr. Muddy Waters doing I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. Cat bone, I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand. Then the world I know the hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. Seven day on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know I'm here.
Sweet my tea, while The day my world will end. Heartache number three was when you called me and said that you was coming back to stay. With hopeful heart I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
From his album For the Good Times, that was Ray Price with Heartaches by the Number. That is a fantastic record. It's got Crazy Arms and it's got Help Me Make It Through the Night on it, and you should buy it because you can find it in most bargain bins for like a dollar. And it's a classic country album that everyone should own. And Ray Price, by the way, still touring. Played Kansas City last month, and evidently, by all rights, I should be kicking myself for having missed it. Before that, Bill Haley and his comments with 13 Women and Only One Man in Town from Bill Haley's Greatest Hits. That, I think, is probably one of the more underrated songs of the rock and roll era. It's bluesy, it's got a nice little stomp to it, and kind of creepy and weird. Definitely not the sort of thing you think of when you think of Mr. Rock Around the Clock. And we started everything off with the classic I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man by Muddy Waters off Rock and Roll, the Early Days compilation. So, yeah, like I said, we're playing classics, rootsy type stuff this week, and we're going to continue with that with the one and only Eddie Cochran with one of his earliest singles. This is Skinny Jim.
Well, I know God was deep bone and skin, but they raving about Skinny Jim, Skinny Jim. I said you came with me, but you left with him. Skinny Jim, ooh, man, Skinny Jim. Yes, 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 all the girls love him, Skinny Jim. Well, Jim got charm, he got class. All the women love him, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Skinny Jim, ooh, man, Skinny Jim. Oh, yes, 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 all the girls love him, Skinny Jim. Class. All the women love it, more. Yeah, 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 Skinny Jim, ooh, man, Skinny Jim, well, yes, 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 all the girls love him, Skinny Jim, one more time, big buffaloo, Skinny Jim, ooh, big buffaloo, Skinny Jim, ooh, big buffaloo, Skinny Jim, big buffaloo, Skinny Jim, oh, yes.
On deep in West Berlin, no music, yeah, that rocks, just a thousand violins. They wanna hear some American music, American music. They wanna hear that sound, that from the USA. Well, it can be sweet and lovely, it can be hard mean. One thing's for sure, it's always on the beam. They wanna hear some American music, American music. They wanna hear that sound, that from the USA. The dancers scream from the slums, the Mississippi rolling to the beat of the drums. They wanna hear some American music. American music. They wanna hear that sound right from the USA. Western and Chicago blues is the greatest music that you ever knew. It's American music. It's American music. It's American music. It's the craziest sound right from the USA. Oh, well, a U.S. soldier boy has to stop right in his tracks. When he hears a crazy beat, he turns and doubles back, because they're playing American music. American music. How the whole world digs that sound from the USA.
one Mississippi man.
We get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she wave from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If you can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
and the Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
In my household, we have a no Conway Twitty rule, kind of instituted by my wife, basically because every Conway Twitty song is kind of creepy and gross. Think about the lyrics, like, you've never been this far before, love to lay you down, tight-fitting jeans, they're all really salacious, and it's kind of like a chubby dude who has no idea. I mean, his voice is fantastic, don't get me wrong. I love the way Conway Twitty sings, but his songs compare... put together with the way he looks, just come off kind of creepy and wrong. And it got even worse when we saw a preview of the Conway Twitty, the man and his music musical thing, before we saw George Jones last year. And it's basically couched in the idea that it's his daughter introducing all these songs, and she kind of sings some duets with him. And thinking about Conway Twitty's daughter talking about tight-fitting jeans just creeps me the fuck out. But anyhow, the one exception to the no Conway Twitty rule is his recordings with Loretta Lynn. Case in point, Louisiana Woman with Mississippi Man, which is off the very best of Loretta and Conway. Before that, American Music by the Blasters. If you don't have their debut self-titled album, you really can't count yourself as a fan of roots music. It's on Slash. It's readily available. It's still in print. Failing that, get their Best Of compilation entitled, coincidentally, American Music, that kind of cuts out all the dross and puts in all the good stuff. And I think there are a couple Knitters songs on there, as well as some of Dave Alvin's solo material. And we started everything off with Eddie Cochran doing Skinny Jim off of the Let's Have a Party compilation. So, got one more set coming up. This is a little more blues, jump blues kind of stuff, early rock and roll. We're going to start it out with Escarita doing The Rock Around.
One and one is two, two and two is four. Baby, 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 won't you give me no one more and do the rock around? Yeah, now do the rock around. We do the rock around. Everybody do the rock around. You know now, I'm working anyway, feeling so blue.
be it small. I do it well, I'm not at all. Ooh,
one night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. It's a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings. Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
From the double LP set, The Best of Louis Jordan, that was Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. Before that, a rarity from Little Richard, It Ain't What You Do, off of All Night Soul Stomp. And we started everything off with The Rock Around by Escarita off of Vintage Vula. That's on Norton Records. Escarita is probably best known as the guy from whom Little Richard copped a lot of his act. There's a lot of back and forth as to who stole from who, but the general consensus these days seems to be that Little Richard played some shows with Escarita and then swiped all this stuff. Sort of much in the same way that James Brown stole the Godfather of Soul bit from Solomon Burke. It just goes to show, I guess, sometimes you're in the right place at the right time, or in the case of the people who got swiped from, you played a show with the wrong guy. Damn shame. Were that history were to sort things out. There's a lot that I wrote about Little Richard in a blog post earlier this week, a book by David Kirby entitled Little Richard, The Roots of Rock and Roll, talks a lot about that. So you can check that out on rockstarjournalist.com, which is the site wherein you can download this podcast, as well as interviews with such luminaries as Dr. Nomeno. My interview with him went up this past Monday. You can follow all of these things by adding me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Once again, thanks for listening. Tell your friends with record labels to send me stuff. And we'll be back next week with more of the regular stuff we play, as well as a lot of new music, either new music to me or new music to the public at large, like Off With Their Heads and the Gaslight Anthem. Until next week, thanks for listening.